For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Rich Jones, host of Jacksonville's Morning News, heard weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on News 104.5 WOKV. Thanks for listening to our Jacksonville's Morning News podcast. If you haven't yet, subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and the Mark Kay Show. Don't forget, head to iTunes or Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
As day 21 of the partial government shutdown opens, the White House reported to be considering diverting federal aid from disaster relief to build a border wall. Fox's Jared Halpern continues our live in-depth team coverage in Washington. Did the president intimate that anything maybe evolved or changed after his tour of the southern border yesterday?
Well, I'm not sure it evolved. I think the president's always been looking at the idea of using some sort of executive power. Certainly what has changed, I think, is gathering more momentum on that front. You saw the tweets overnight, the statement from Senator Lindsey Graham, who has been on the forefront of comprehensive immigration reform, who now sort of has thrown his hands up and said, I don't think there's a way out of this other than a national emergency declaration by the president. So it seems like it is something that is certainly being considered. We saw the report that's now been confirmed by Fox News that the White House has reached out to the Army Corps of Engineers to see if there's a way that they can divert money away from some of the other projects they're working on and throw it to the border. I will say this, that the likelihood is if that were to happen, you can expect a court challenge, and this will be decided in the federal courts, but it could provide some sort of off-ramp or breathing room for the Republicans and Democrats to reopen the government now on the first day that these 800,000 federal workers are missing a paycheck.
And today, the House of Democrats are likely to pass another spending bill, just chipping away, trying to reopen parts of the federal government piece by piece, but Senate Republicans seem to be holding firm, and they would block any of those efforts.
Yeah, so far they said they're not going to take action on any spending bill that does not have the support of President Trump. The president has made clear he's not going to sign a spending bill that does not provide wall funding. So again, these are sort of messaging bills, the same way that you saw Republicans when they controlled the House take action on things like the Affordable Care Act that were not going to survive beyond those House votes. But again, it's an opportunity for House Democrats to say, we are trying to reopen the government. Let's open departments that have nothing to do with the Department of Homeland Security, have nothing to do with border wall funding, to try and again, apply this pressure on Republicans in the Senate to at least take a vote to see if they can put any pressure on the president to reopen at least parts of these agencies that are shut down.
As you move through the day, updates from the Fox News team, Jared Halpern and the rest of the team, and Jamie Dupree from Washington leads our in-depth team coverage.